A multiracial, member-led organization that works to build power and social equity in New York State has launched a survey for Black women, seeing them as drivers for public policy and governance. Community Voices Heard Power has chapters in New York City and four counties in the Hudson Valley. Juanita Lewis is Community Voices Heard Hudson Valley Organizing Director.
I mean, we decided to launch this survey because, you know, Black women have been consistent voters and a consistent voting bloc for many, many, many years, and have been seen as the, I would say, like the backbone of the Democratic Party in particular. And when there have been elections that have been narrowly won, it's been because Black women came out and are being thanked for their participation. But when it comes to real policies that will impact us or having us at the decision-making table, we're not a part of that. And so we decided to do this survey to begin to capture what were things that Black women cared about, how do they see themselves politically beyond just also running for office, because we realized that there was a lot of data and trainings and articles about women who want to run for office, but not always stories about how do Black women identify politically beyond voting in a political party. You know, how do they see participating in like a parent-teacher organization or in their faith-based institution or cultural groups as being political or civic-minded? So we said, let's start at home. So let's go ahead and survey 5,000 women who identify as Black to get some of that that information. And then to be able to bring that information forward to some decision makers at the state and federal level to get a real conversation going, that would be part of a platform we would want to see develop.
She says the goal is to get back 2,500 surveys from New York City and 2,500 from the rest of the state by the end of June. Lewis says responses are coming back, but she has not had a chance to review them yet.
Like, one of our members actually has been going out canvassing and getting women to fill out the survey, and it's allowed her to get into some conversations with some folks. And the biggest one is, oh, no one's ever asked me these questions before. And I was like, oh, okay. No one's ever asked me, which, you know, lets you think, oh, okay, so someone's actually valuing what makes me a person. Okay.
She speaks to the timeline around the survey.
So, you know, we said that we wanted to get, you know, all the survey responses in by the end of June, be able to analyze some of the data in July, and then hold at least one of our first town halls in August. I think we might tweak the timeline a little bit, but I like that's, you know, that's the baseline that we're going with.
Lewis says the survey is already yielding an opportunity for connections and relationships.
I think one aspect of success would be, you know, being able to now have contact information for Black women across New York State. And then being able to connect with them around the work that we're doing as like as an individual organization, but then also to be able to relate to other organizations or partners that are that have said they want to be a part of the survey. Like, I'm just learning about some other organizations that are in the state that I'm like, oh, I didn't know you were around. And that's really cool, because if there's an opportunity for us to align, we want to do that. If there's an opportunity for the women who fill out the survey and say, I want to be aligned with X type of organization, we would now have a relationship to pass them on to, right? And that wouldn't have happened had we not done this survey. But I think the ultimate success is like being able to bring a large gathering of Black women together and say, like, this is how we want to show up politically, right? Like, we're defining what that looks like. No one else is defining it for us. We're defining it because someone asked us, and we're, you know, and we want to see what that looks like and put that forth to somebody, which is super exciting.
The survey effort is called Follow Black Women, a survey for the front lines. From Community Voices Heard, Power. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.